We're talking with Dr. Brian Arnold from Oklahoma State University. Brian, we've got a situation where we are, for the first time in at least a couple of winters, we're going into the winter season, and our winter wheat's going dormant with moisture. And how does that change management as far as when you start thinking about nutrient?
You know, like you said, this is one of the best years we've seen for wheat in a long time going into the winter. I'll tell you, I'm already getting several calls the last week on enriched strips showing up in both wheat and canola. So that in itself tells me that, you know, we've come out a year going into the season. We've had a lot of good early season growth. So a lot of our crop is using through that nitrogen that was applied early. So those winter wheat producers that only put in a starter, so no heavy upfront nitrogen, they need to be considering getting to that nitrogen application as soon as the stuff starts drying out. So all the wheat, all the canola, it's been put out. Starter only. Let's start making our plans for our nitrogen applications to get it in. For those that apply to preplant, probably doing good right now, but I'd keep careful watch on any of the coarse soil, sandy soils that's had a lot of biomass production. Those soils that we've had that are coarse, that allow good drainage, this moisture is going to be moving a lot of the nitrates down, and we've got a lot of forage building. So this is the year that we need to keep careful eye and good agronomy on the field. Watch for those lower leaves. In that wheat crop, nitrogen deficiencies will show up in the oldest leaves first as a yellowing. So keep an eye on that. Our phosphorus over the long run is going to be okay. If you got it down as recommended, it's going to be looking good. However, as we've been going through these colds, I've been noticing a few of the fields that did not get phosphorus down that needed it. There still may be opportunity. We're getting moisture to get some phosphorus on, but we're running out of time.
Right.
Get it on now. As soon as it dries, let it get in. So as soon as we get in a spring green up, we'll have some phosphorus available. If you're seeing that stunted growth and purpling of those lower leaves, potassium, we should be in good shape overall, unless it's in those sandy fields. So all those sandy soils that have had really good growth this year, we need to be cautious of a lot of our mobile nutrients, the chlorides, boron, sulfur. Nutrients of those will move quicker through our sands. And so just scout. That's one of the best things I can say.
I guess you've got a ready tool if you were perceptive enough to go ahead and put one of those test strips in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The enriched strips this year are going to be a big money maker. In fact, I've probably talked to 6 to 10 producers that have, some have already used and applied based off, and others are seeing the enriched strips respond. It's not necessarily too late. If you're out there and if you have an ATV or can get over some fields, go ahead and get it out and see what will happen. I'd prefer to have been out before the first of the year, but as we dry, get it out there, and it'll tell you at least later on down the line how things are going. We're still getting some nitrogen response because we're still growing.
Acres on canola, not quite what we were hoping for, but yet, you know, they're hitting good growing conditions as well.
You know, going into the winter, the what acres we had was so good, it was scary. A lot of us were extremely concerned about going into winter, how it looked like. But our weather has been perfect going into dormancy. We've had a slower cool-off. These plants have been able to harden. I've seen both big plants and small plants responding extremely well going into dormancy. And what we have looks great if everything was up. I've still seen stands suffering due to two things, soil pH and soil phosphorus. If those two weren't taken care of, the stand is suffering and not making it through. Overall, our stands are looking great getting into winter.
And as far as what sort of extra nutrient needs do we normally need for canola with these type of conditions?
Canola again, so, you know, a lot of the canola we don't put up front, so as we get into this, as it starts drying out, we definitely need to be making our nitrogen plans, and with this much rain, a couple pounds of sulfur thrown in is probably not going to be a bad idea with the rainfall we had and the high growth, the big canola.